30 a.m. KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College Basketball in 1230 KHAS. Tonight, we got the Women's GPAC Championship, the postseason tournament here tonight as number one-ranked Hastings takes on the third-ranked Red Raiders out of Northwestern, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And, Coach, obviously another big ball game for you tonight, a chance to not only win the regular season championship, but a chance to win the postseason tournament tonight.
It'd be a great run for our seniors especially because they worked very hard this year. To be honest, they've been a pretty dominant team in the conference with a 15-1 record, and the next closest team has three losses. But all of that kind of goes by the wayside when you play these one-and-done tournaments, and we'll get the best Northwestern has to offer, and they're a great offensive team. They do a lot of things well, so it should be a great championship game.
Hastings has not won the conference tournament, the postseason tournament, since the 2006-2007 season. That's when the seniors were all freshmen here, so I'm sure it's something on their mind today.
You know, it is. They've kind of had a checklist all season long, and winning the conference and getting a number one ranking and now winning the postseason tournament. That's the number three thing on their checklist. And then you have the added benefit of it, of if we are able to accomplish that, we get to go into the national tournament with the number one seed. And theoretically, that gives you a little easier round, so to speak. And that's not really worth much. But it is that number one ranking that means a lot to our seniors.
Ironically, the last time we won the conference tournament, the postseason tournament, was a win over Northwestern that night, too. We beat them 71-69, so the same two teams will face off here tonight.
Well, the tournament is pretty much followed according to the regular season finish. You had the top eight teams all made it through the first round, then you had the top four teams all make it through the second round, and now you've got the number one and the number two seed in the conference in the championship game. Hopefully it will continue to follow suit, and the number one team gets to win the championship tonight.
Big one for you on Saturday. You beat Morningside in the semifinals, 76-62. First time you were able to beat Morningside in quite some time, but a great victory for Bonfa.
You know, we did a lot of things well that ball game. Our two posts were really dominant inside. We had a big rebounding advantage over them, almost 20 rebounds. Alicia Statler had 16 on her own, and 10 of those were offensive rebounds. So our defense has been consistent all year long. We're starting to see that work we've really been putting in on our rebounding in the last month pay off for us a little bit. Now, offensively, we got pretty good production, but we didn't shoot the ball particularly well from behind the three-point line. I think we were 1-for-12 for the entire night from behind the three-point line. So that's kind of the only shadow on that whole evening is just our inability to really cash in and hit that three. And I thought there were a couple opportunities we had to really open the game up, and we just couldn't hit the go-ahead bucket sometimes.
Obviously, we got to get the outside shot scoring, or it's going to make life real miserable inside for Alicia and Lindsay.
Yeah, that paint will get kind of crowded if we don't hit a few outside shots. I'm sure we'll see a little bit more of Northwestern zone tonight than we saw the last time. And I guarantee you the backside will be there all night long. In the last ball game, we really did a nice job of flashing from the backside, drawing the defense with us, and getting that one-on-one down in the low post and being able to take advantage of it. Like I said, I think we're going to have to hit some 15-foot high post jumpers tonight to prove or to make that defense stay honest. Otherwise, they're going to be doubling the low post all night.
Coach, you did a great job against Morningside on Saturday, taking away their three-point shooting. They were, I think, 7-25 from three-point range. What'd you do to take that away?
Well, we ended up playing the zone quite a bit that night because Tanea got hot on us a little bit again, and she had went off for 33 on us the last time, so we had to do a lot of doubling with her. I thought our forwards did a really nice job of getting out then. We got the double on the point guard, forced her to give the ball up, and then our forwards got out and did a really nice job of contesting the three-point shot. And when they made that run and got it back to within 1 point, that was the stretch where they hit, I think, about three of those seven three-pointers, and then the high post jumper started falling for them a little bit too. So they got a big offensive surge during that stretch, but got her composure back, got her hands in the faces of the wing shooters, and then held them to just one shot and got the rebound and went down to the other end again.
You mentioned Alicia with 14 points, 16 rebounds. Leading scorer in the ball game was Lindsay Ducey again with 30 points. So she had a season high against Morningside on Saturday, 30 points in the ball game.
You know, it was kind of interesting going into the ball game. We knew she needed 30 points to get to 2,000 points, and I just kind of mentioned it to the scoring table. I said, now if Lindsay gets 30, make sure we announce that it's her 2,000th point. And, she hadn't had a 30-point game all season, so you're kind of thinking, okay, she'll probably get 20, 22, something like that. And then with about a minute to go, she's going to the free throw line for her two free throws, and I heard somebody yell at me, do we announce it? Do we announce it? And I'm like, denounce? Holy bucket, she's got 28. So, you know, we needed all 30 of those points. She had a tremendous offensive game for us again.
Tough one here tonight with Northwestern in town to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Red Raiders when our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It is Hastings and Northwestern here tonight for the GPAC postseason tournament championship. Northwestern coming in 26-4 in the season, a team that you beat earlier this year, Coach, 83-70. But I think Northwestern will be ready for this one.
Well, we shot the ball very well last time, 83 points against their defense. And one of the things we talked about last time was we thought their defense was really significantly better than last year, and last year they had a Final Four team. So we're going to have that same offensive output. We've got to really do a good job on their shooters. They run the ball really well, and that's a point of concern again tonight. Is this is, again, when you play these top teams in the GPAC, they're all transition teams. They all get out and run. They all shoot the ball extremely well. So we're going to rely on our defense and our rebounding again, and then we got to execute on offense.
This is a team that beat Briarcliff on Saturday in their semifinal matchup and handled the Chargers pretty well. A pretty good basketball team, won 94-75.
Well, and even more interestingly, they held Greider to just 4 points, who's the leading scorer in the country, and that's probably the first time all year she's been held under a double-digit scoring. So, you know, they obviously can cinch it up on defense when they want to, too. And for all the offense that we'll talk about, it's probably going to end up being a defensive and a rebounding. Those will be the two stats that end up winning the ballgame for one of the two teams tonight.
Coach, both these teams are qualifying for the national tournament. Does that kind of take the luster off of this game, or is both these teams going to be fired up and wanting to go after this win tonight?
You know, I imagine just because of the tradition of the GPAC, we'll see two teams that are very intense tonight. I can't picture either one of these teams or a single player on either team going, well, we got what we want. We're going to the national tournament. We're going to get a good seed. It doesn't really matter anymore. These are two programs. I know from our standpoint, we still remember that game winner last year and them hitting the 30-footer basically to beat us at the buzzer. So that's probably in the back of our mind a little bit. We have beaten them once this year, so I'm sure they want to come back and even the score up before we get to the national tournament and the possible rematch there for the rubber match.
Yeah, we could see this team again if the teams progress to the national tournament here in a couple of weeks. But Northwestern, very good offensively, number one in the conference in field goal percentage, number three in three-point shooting, number two in scoring. So they have some offensive weapons to deal with tonight.
They do, and they have as good a balance in their starting five as anybody in the league. Now, one of the reasons for our success last time, is that two of the players, one of them didn't even score, and the other one had only two or four points, as I remember. So that's a big part of it. If we can take 40% of their scoring out of their game, then now you're going to hold them under that 80 points that they're used to getting. I thought Kim did a tremendous job last time as well, guarding, you know, one of the top players in the conference again, and that's going to be a big component. We didn't have to help her last time, and even though she got double figures against us, she didn't have one of those breakout games where she just came down and dominated the game.
That's Becca Hurley, averaging 16 points per ball game, 6 rebounds per game, had 13 against Hastings the first time around. They got the outside shooting with Hurley, and then they got a moose inside, and Randall Holstein, she's a load to handle.
You know, last time the game was really tough for the post. I thought the officiating had all three of the posts in foul trouble right away. So tonight I'm assuming that it'll be a little bit of a different game. Probably the officiating will be a little quieter. That's kind of how it gets to be when you go to tournament time. But if that is the case, then you're really going to see the inside game. It's going to be a lot more work to get a basket this time. It'll be a lot more physical. And so any buckets that you can get inside will be a big premium today.
Coach, in the first ball game, what did we do right in that thing, and what are we going to have to do tonight to maybe counteract that?
Well, again, it comes back to the defense. You know, we held two of their scores a long ways under their scoring average, and the other three we kept under control. And if we can hold them to 70 points again, we're probably going to be in pretty good shape. Now, that being said, we got to shoot the ball better than we did last time, especially on the perimeter. Our guards have got to do a better job of hitting the three when they get an opportunity to. We know that the posts are going to get doubled. Posts are going to have to read the double and find the open person out of it. And then it just comes down to simple execution. Get the ball to the right person, and then that person got to put it in the hole for us.
Do we play Northwestern any differently tonight, or same thing as we did first night?
Well, I think we will play them the same way, but we're going to emphasize a couple more things. I mean, we really did a good job with our high-low. We've done a good job of sealing. I think the thing you can expect, the adjustment that you can expect out of them is we didn't see a lot of their zone last time, and I think we'll probably see more of it this time, particularly based on they'll look at that shooting stat from last time and see 1-for-12 from the three-point line and say, okay, let's make them hit a couple shots before we start going one-on-one in the post with their post players.
Just hitting the outside shots, is that the key to breaking the zone tonight?
You know, I think so. I think if we don't hit that shot, it's going to get really crowded in the paint, and it'll... There'll be a lot of red in the paint tonight if we don't hit that jumper.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Number one-ranked Hastings and third-ranked Northwestern on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball on the air tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We got the women's postseason conference tournament championship here tonight as the number one ranked Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the third ranked Red Raiders out of Northwestern College. They come in from Iowa, Orange City, Iowa, as they take on Hastings here tonight. Broncos have a record of 29 wins and 3 losses on the season. They finished 17-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern 26-4 on the season. They were 15-3 during the conference season. Northwestern knocking out Briarcliff in the semifinals on Saturday by a score of 94-75. Hastings beating Morningside on Saturday by a score of 76-62. This will be the second meeting between the two teams. Hastings beat Northwestern earlier this year by a score of 83-70. The Broncos right now in the midst of an 8-game winning streak. Their last loss was back on January 30th when they lost to Morningside by a score of 80-72. They got revenge for that loss on Saturday when they beat the Mustangs in the semifinals of this tournament, 76-62. Northwestern has won 4 games in a row since they lost to Hastings back here on February 13th. Again, that score was 83-70. Since then, they have beaten Dakota Wesleyan 102-49. They have beaten Sioux Falls 68-47. They got by Mount Marty 89-80 in the first round of the tournament, and then beat Briarcliff in the semifinals on Saturday by the score of 94-75. This is a very good offensive team we will see tonight here for Northwestern as we talk to the pregame show. This is a team that's averaging 83 points per ball game on offense. That is second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are giving up 66 on defense. That is seventh in the conference.
Hastings College, very similar statistics. Offensively, they are averaging 78 points per ball game on offense. That is third in the GPAC. They are giving up only 60.2 points per ball game on defense. That is second in the conference. Northwestern is playing in their fifth straight GPAC championship game. Northwestern lost to Morningside in 2006, 81-65. They lost to Hastings in 2007, 71-69. They beat Morningside in 2008, 83-79, and lost to the Mustangs last year by the score of 74-56. They also captured the tournament championship back in 2001. For Hastings, it's been a while since the Broncos have won the postseason tournament. They claimed the honors back in the 2006-2007 season when Hastings ironically beat Northwestern in the championship ball game by the score of 71-69. So a good matchup here tonight for the postseason tournament championship. Hastings and Northwestern here tonight, a matchup of number one and number three in the nation. The men's championship is going on tonight in Mitchell, South Dakota. In fact, it's getting ready to tip off as well as Dakota Wesleyan will take on the University of Sioux Falls here tonight for the men's championship. So it's Hastings and Northwestern here tonight for the women's postseason tournament championship. Both of these teams will move on to the NAIA National Tournament, which is coming up in a couple of weeks up in Sioux City, Iowa. Both teams have already qualified. Hastings as the regular season champion, and because of that, Northwestern will get the second bid out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So the team's already in the national tournament playing basically for pride, and Hastings playing probably for the number one seed in the national tournament if they can pick up a win here tonight. And again, official pairings will be out for the national tournament sometime tomorrow by the NAIA office. Your starting lineups for Northwestern here tonight. Becker Hurley gets a start, a 5'9" junior from Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Hurley is averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds per game. Hurley is the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 16 points per ball game. She is also first in free throw percentage, knocking down 87% of her foul shots. Hurley getting the start at one of the guard positions. Cammie Kuhlman is a 5'6" sophomore from Charter Oak, Iowa. Kuhlman is the 10th leading scorer in the conference, averaging 14 points per ball game and 2.5 rebounds per game. Val Kleinjohn is a 5'8" sophomore out of Bruce, South Dakota. Kleinjohn is averaging 7 points and a couple of rebounds per game. Kendra DeYoung is a 5'11" freshman from Hospers, Iowa. DeYoung is averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Randall Holstein, a 6'1" senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Holstein is averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College will go with Kim Feynman, a 5'5" senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Feynman is averaging 9 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, a 5'9" senior from Ravenna. McEwen is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Rachel Isherwood, a 5'10" senior out of Lincoln, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, now the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College history. Ducey, a 6'1" senior out of Omaha, averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings and Northwestern here tonight. The postseason tournament championship on the line here tonight. The Red Raiders dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Hastings, and we are underway here tonight with women's college basketball and 1230 KHIS. Northwestern expected to play a little zone defense after Hastings had a tough time shooting the ball from the outside against Morningside on Saturday. They start off with a man-to-man. Stadler sends a pass inside and is picked off immediately. Becker Hurley gets the interception, the first turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's a Kleinjohn with the ball now for Northwestern. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Holstein. She drives the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Stadler. 27 seconds into the ball game, Alicia Stadler picks up the personal foul for Hastings. All the post players are basically in trouble, in foul trouble the first time around when Hastings beat Northwestern 83-70 earlier this season. Holstein has got the ball. Now they work it back around to the deep left corner. His shot is up there by Kleinjohn. No good. Long rebound comes out to Hurley. Her shot hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound underneath there by Holstein. Her reverse layup is no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Three shots to the bucket there for Northwestern. They could not get one to go down. Now Hastings back with the ball offensively. Here's a Kim Feynman behind the screen from Ducey. Here's a pass that's going to be kicked there out on top by Cammie Kuhlman. For Northwestern, Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Broncos got off to a good start the last time around against Northwestern. In fact, had a good-sized lead against the Red Raiders at the halftime break and then went on to win by 13 points last time these two teams played. Bayman double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Her pass deflected, picked up by Ducey. Now to Isherwood from 10 feet away. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung gets the rebound, runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble all the way down the lane. Her shot no good. Bounded for the rebound. McEwen comes out of there with the ball now for Hastings. Heather McEwen into the forward court. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Isherwood. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Being hacked out here by a Kleinjohn. Gets the ball into the hands now of Feynman. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. Turns around and a traveling violation is called on Stadler. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So a foul on Alicia and a traveling violation as Alicia was trying to work right in front of the basket there for Hastings. And the turnover, Northwestern will come back the other direction. 90 seconds into the ball game, still no one has scored here in this one. Becker Hurley has got the ball. Hurley to Kleinjohn. Now right side of the wing to Kuhlman. Kuhlman goes to Randall Holstein, dribbles behind a Becker Hurley screen, gets it to Kleinjohn, now to Hurley again. Hurley comes over on the wing on the right side to a Kendra DeYoung. Her pass is tipped and intercepted. Taken out of there by Ducey of Hastings, the first turnover on Northwestern in the ballgame. Still no score. We're 2 minutes into the contest here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Kim Feynman, bounce pass, top of the key. That's Ducey inside again to Alicia. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play. Alicia goes to the free throw line here. They're trying to make this a three-point play. That foul goes on Randall Holstein. That's going to be her first. Stadler, the last time these two teams played, had great success in the paint there. She scored 21 points in the ball game for Hastings in the contest against Northwestern. She had 14 on Saturday when Hastings beat Morningside. Her shot is in the air. It's good. So Alicia Stadler, a three-point play. They get the Broncos off and rolling here in the basketball game tonight. Here's a Kleinjohn with the ball, stops in the wing, picked up by Heather McEwen. Here's a pass out on top, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Isherwood of Hastings. She drives all the way to the basket, her shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood with a steal and a field goal, and Hastings is out on top now by a score of 5-0. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Left side, Kendra DeYoung has got it. DeYoung circles around to the elbow. Left side of the lane, dumps it out to Holstein. Holstein now back outside the ring. Dribbling down to the baseball is Kuhlman. Back outside to Hurley. Her shot from 17 won't go, and the rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey gets it away now to Rachel Isherwood into the forecourt. A pass down the lane. Alicia grabs the ball, and she blows the easy one. Misses the easy bunny, and the rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung comes back the other way for Northwestern. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Kleinjohn. Dribbles inside. Pass down low. They get it down there to Randall Holstein, and she's fouled into play by Alicia Stadler. Second personal foul on Stadler. And now Alicia's going to have to come out of the ball game with two fouls here in the first 3 minutes of the contest. Going to the free throw line will be Randall Holstein for Northwestern. Holstein averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Holstein is 67% foul shooter on the season. Northwestern is a team third in the conference in free throw percentage, hitting 73% of their foul shots. They are number one in field goal percentage at 48%. And number three in three-point shooting at 36%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Randall Holstein, and Northwestern on the scoreboard. 5-2 is the score. Hastings with a lead. We're 3 minutes into the contest, but Alicia Stadler now with a couple of personal fouls early for Hastings. Bob Bass goes inside to Ducey. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Ducey now with 2,002 points in her career at Hastings College, the all-time leading scorer. 7-2 is the score. Hastings again with a five-point lead. Here's Northwestern with the ball. Randall Holstein, left side of the lane, picked up there by Ducey. Holstein comes cross court, comes to the near side of Kuhlman, drives it against Isherwood, and now she's hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called. Ducey picks up the personal foul for Hastings. Ducey knocks down Kuhlman, and Kuhlman will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. Kuhlman is seventh in the conference in free throw percentage at 77%, 10th in the league in scoring, averaging 14 points per ball game. 7-2, Hastings with the lead. Kuhlman at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Kuhlman will have one more. End of the ball game now. Allison Holst for Northwestern. Going out is going to be Kendra DeYoung. Holst is into the ball game now. A 5'10" freshman from Cassville, Wisconsin. Averaging 5 points per ball game. Next free throw is up there and in. So all 4 points for Northwestern has come via the free throw line so far tonight. 7-4 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Kim Feynman with the ball on the wing on the left side. Feynman stops. Goes cross court now to McEwen. Pounds the ball inside to Ducey. Now back to Feynman. Bounce pass down low to Tesh. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. Foul shot. No good. Rebound Tesh in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Becky Tess gets the field goal for Hastings, and the Broncos back out on top by 5 points. 9-4 is the score. A lot of contact down low, but no fouls called. And finally, Becky Tess got the field goal for the Broncos. 9-4, we're 4 minutes into the contest here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Becker Hurley comes down in the corner on the right side to a Newsma, who's into the ball game now. Her bounce pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. McEwen got her hands in there. Katie Newsma into the ball game now. Holstein is going to check out. Here comes Kendra DeYoung back in there for head coach Earl Wastra. 15-52 to play first half, 9-4. Hastings with the lead. DeYoung has got it. Her shot over Ducey up and in. Kendra DeYoung scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Northwestern. 9-6 now. Hastings out on top by 3 points. Broncos come back with the ball. And now Northwestern will go to that zone defense that we expected here tonight. On the wing on the right side is going to be McEwen. Cross-court pass comes over here to Becky Tesh. Tesh to McEwen. McEwen had a tough day in the ball game against Morningside the other day. It was 0-7 from the field. Here's Payman from the outside. She buries a three-pointer from the top of the key. And that's what it's going to take to keep Northwestern out of the zone. You got to knock down some shots from the outside. And Feynman hits the three ball to give Hastings a 12-6 advantage. Back the other way, a shot by Newsma is off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen. Her pass to the near sideline is knocked into the scorer's table out of bounds. Trying to save the ball here was Hurley for Northwestern. Into the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be Kristen Neff. Neff is going to replace Kuhlman. Neff is a 5'10" junior from Scotland, South Dakota, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. 12-6 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. We're 5 minutes into the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Ducey right side of the lane. Double team spins, puts up a shot anyway and hits it. Lindsay Ducey, a little 10-footer. She has now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have an 8-point lead, 14-6. Katie Newsma has got the ball. Top of the key now to Allison Holst. Holst goes to Neff. There's a pass down to Hurley, and a foul is going to be called here on Feynman as he's trying to tip the ball away. That's the first foul on Kim Feynman. The fourth team foul already on the Broncos. Holstein is back into the ball game now, replacing Allison Holst. Neff will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down here to Becker Hurley. Down the wing, Kendra DeYoung inside to Holstein, drives for the basket. Her shot is up there, a traveling violation. Again, going right at Lindsay Ducey, trying to get the big post players for Hastings in foul trouble. They've already got Stadler on the bench with 2 fouls. Ducey's got one, but there was a traveling violation on Northwestern. Third turnover on the Red Raiders here in the ball game. Hastings back with the ball. They've got a 14-6 advantage. Feynman goes over on the wing. On the right side, they get it to McEwen. Down to Feynman in the corner. Down to McEwen. Inside to Ducey. Jump pass is going to be knocked down. Picked up by Ducey. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Falling down. Ducey took it right to the hole. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 10-point lead. Back the other way. Nice pass in the lane. DeYoung lays it in. Kendra DeYoung gets the easy field goal for Northwestern. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 16-8. Hastings with a lead, 13:57 to play here in the first half. Feynman, double team, gets it away to Becky Tesh. Tesh gets it out here to Heather McEwen. Now to Feynman, fakes the three, dribbles down to baseline. Now retreats back out here to Isherwood. Down to McEwen. There's Feynman again on the right baseline. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Feynman has still got it. Lobs it back out here to Isherwood. Isherwood out to Heather McEwen for a long three. Her shot good. Unbelievable. Heather McEwen from several feet from behind the three-point arc nails a long three-pointer as the shot clock was expiring. 19-8 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's DeYoung. DeYoung double team in the lane. Has to go up with it. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped out. It's going to be picked up by Feynman. Feynman gets the ball into the forecourt. Hustles down the right side of the lane. Now gives it to Becky Tesh. Dribbles into the paint. Now to Isherwood at the free throw line to Feynman. Down in the corner for three. Her shot is up there. Off the mark. No good. Rebound Holstein. Randa Holstein has got the ball for Northwestern. Gets it to Becker Hurley. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it into Katie Newsma. Newsma out here to Kendra DeYoung. Nice pass down low. Becky Hurley, and she lays it in. Becker Hurley scores underneath the bucket there for Northwestern. 19-10. The Broncos have the lead. 12.5 to play here in the first half. Here's Feynman with the ball for Hastings. Dribbles left side of the lane. Comes across the top down to McEwen. Heather down in the corner. Rachel Isherwood has got it. Dribbles a couple of times. Comes up on the wing. Goes inside down to Ducey. And a foul is going to be called. Knocking down Randall Holstein. And a foul is going to be called on Ducey of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul in Lindsay. So now Ducey with two fouls. Alicia Stadler with two. Ducey's going to come out. Here comes Stadler back into the ballgame. So a charging foul there on Ducey. 19-10 is the score. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Sophia McDermott comes in there for Hastings College as well. On the wing is Neff. They lob it inside to DeYoung. Her shot over McEwen is good. Kendra DeYoung scores. 19-12 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Here comes Feynman back for Hastings. Dribbles to the elbow. Drops it down low. Stadler has got it in the lane. Comes out to Tesh. Tesh now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott comes out to Feynman. They get it inside down to Stadler. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's good. Alicia Stadler scores. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, 21-12. Lyon-John has got the ball for Northwestern. A bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted right at the elbow, right side of the lane by McEwen. The fourth turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. Becky Tesh has got it on the wing. Comes out to Feynman. Cross-court pass. McDermott, 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Ball tapped out. Feynman grabs the ball for Hastings. Sends it back inside to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler scores. She's got 7 points in the ballgame and a timeout here for Northwestern. Yes. 11 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we've got a break with a score. Hastings 23, Northwestern 12.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
B5 District Championship going on tonight in high school basketball for the boys over in Kearney after the first quarter. Adams Central 21 and McCook 21. Winner of that ball game moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week. 23-12 is the score. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Randall Holstein putting on a nice acting act in the lane there for Northwestern. She's flopped a couple of times so far in this ball game tonight with a mixed success. Here's a shot left side of the lane. It's up and in. Cammy Kuhlman scoring on the first field goal there for Northwestern. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Northwestern back to within 9 points, 23-14. Just under 11 minutes to play. Kim Feynman with the ball on the wing. Feynman dribbles down the left side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there. Feynman in trouble. Gets rid of it now to Becky Tesh. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler with 9 points in the basketball game for Hastings. 25-14. Hastings again leading by 11 points here in the contest. There's a Neff. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. Right in front of the Bronco bench, Kristen Neff having problems with it as Becky Tesh was all over her defensively. And Northwestern turns the ball over for the fifth time here tonight. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Elise Schlake. Coming out is going to be McEwen. 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half, 25-14. Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos have not won the postseason tournament since these seniors were freshmen back in the 2006-2007 season. They're going after it here tonight. They've got an 11-point lead. Stadler out to McDermott for three. Her shot good. Sophia McDermott nails the three-pointer. She is actually fourth in the conference in three-point percentage. Nails one here. Second three of the night for Hastings. And the Broncos have an early 14-point lead here in this one. Northwestern comes back with the ball. Here's a Becker Hurley. Comes out to the top of the key. That's Allison Holst who's back into the ball game to Kuhlman. Inside to get it to Engen, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Thea Engen just checked in there for Northwestern, and she throws the ball in the first row of the bleachers on the far sideline. Six turnovers on Northwestern. Stadler comes out of the ball game now. Here comes Ducey back in. 9:50 to play in the first half. Hastings out to a 14-point lead. It is 28-14. McDermott with the ball on the wing. On the right side, Northwestern still in a man-to-man defense. McDermott, two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's Feynman with the ball. Feynman out to Ducey at the top of the key. Brings it back to Tesh. Tesh takes it down on the baseline. Now as it's tipped away by Ingen on the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Kendra DeYoung comes back in. Randall Holstein comes back in. As Earl Wastra is on about a 9-girl rotation here early in the ballgame. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball on the left side of the lane for Hastings as the Broncos still play against the man-to-man. Here's Schlake, her shot from the free throw line. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Holstein. And the Holstein gets the board there to Becker Hurley. Nice pass inside, but it goes deflecting off of the glass, and it goes out of bounds, and they give it to Northwestern. That was Tess getting her hands in there for Hastings. On the deflected pass after it goes bouncing off of the backboard there and out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern playing things in on the far sideline. Here's Holstein at the top of the key. Down low, they get it to Kuhlman. Her shot over Elise Schlake is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Ducey. One shot and out. The Broncos doing a great job on the board so far here in the ballgame. 28-14. And now Northwestern will find some zone at the Broncos right here. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball in three-point territory. Goes over to Faiman on the wing. Double-teamed over there. Faiman has to get rid of it. She does. That's a McDermott with the ball inside to Ducey. Now to Becky Tesh. She drives the ball down to the baseline. Comes out to McDermott. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's no good. It rattles out of there. Rebound comes down to Holstein. Holstein gets it away down to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn into the forecourt. Moves it to the near side to Kuhlman. Pass underneath the bucket. His shot is up and in. Kleinjohn gets the field goal for Northwestern. That's her first goal of the ball game. 28-16. Hastings College now with a 12-point advantage. Broncos with the ball. Here's Faiman. Now to Elise Schlake. Schlake goes over to McDermott. Deep wing on the right side. Cross-court pass is going to be tipped. The scramble is on. It's on the floor. It's going to be picked up here by Northwestern. Picked up by Northwestern. Hurley, her pass down the floor. They get it to Kendra DeYoung, and she lays it in. Hurley gets the assist. Kendra DeYoung gets the field goal. And just like that, Northwestern back within 10. 28-18. 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Faiman. Goes over to McDermott again on the right sideline. Down to Elise Schlake. Down to McDermott again. Holds the ball here. Comes across the top. That's Tesh. Becky dribbles once. Comes to the near side. That's Elise Schlake. Her pass into the lane is going to be too far. Ducey can't grab it. Fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. And now Northwestern moves the ball out of bounds. Val Kleinjohn had problems with it down the far sideline and lost the ball out of bounds. 7 turnovers on Northwestern here in the ball game. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout. 7:42 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Northwestern 18.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
All right, an update from the B5 District Tournament in Kearney tonight. McCook is out on top of Adams Central, 32-27. They're in the second quarter. McCook 32, Adams Central 27. 28-18 here. Hastings College out on top of Northwestern here tonight. Broncos got off to a good start here this evening. In fact, they scored the first 5 points of the ballgame. Well, they have not trailed so far here in this contest. So it'll be Hastings College inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 28-18 to score. Northwestern will stay with their zone defense. Here's Elise Schlake. They go to Isherwood. Now back outside to Brittany Wong, who's into the ballgame for the first time. Wong to Schlake for three. Her shot's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Hurley. Becker Hurley has got the ball now for Northwestern. Long pass ahead. They work the ball inside now to DeYoung. Back out to Hurley at the elbow on the left side. Comes across the free throw line to Kuhlman. Down low to Randall Holstein. Goes up against Ducey and can't put up a shot. Good D by Ducey. Back outside. Here's Kuhlman. Her shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Faiman. Kim has got the ball now for Hastings College. Runs it back the other way. Faiman pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, goes over to Isherwood, down to the baseline to Brittany Wong. Wong's bounce pass into the lane is going to be tipped away from Ducey and a turnover on Hastings. That's the fourth one here tonight. Here's Becker Hurley for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Schlake. Schlake gets it down to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood drives it into the forecourt, stops just inside the free throw circle, out to Ducey for three. Way off the mark, no good. Rebound, Isherwood, now to Faiman underneath the basket. Faiman circles around. Takes it over here on the wing on the right side to Wong. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Randall Holstein. Whole seam now to Becker Hurley. Hurley into the forward court, comes on the near side. Coolman has got the ball. Now to Randall Holstein at the elbow. They get it back outside to DeYoung. Left side of the wing to Klein John. Now back inside to DeYoung. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. 6 minutes to play here in the first half, 28-18. The Broncos have the lead here in the GPAC postseason tournament championship game here tonight. Broncos again facing a zone defense here in this possession. Brittany Wong down the right sideline. They get it down to Elise Schlake. Now to Wong again. Brittany, bounce pass inside, tipped away again from Ducey. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. It is still loose and is finally picked up by Becker Hurley. Back-to-back turnovers on Hastings. Hurley comes to the near side. Coolman, her long-range jumper put up there, no good. Holstein with a rebound. Dumps it away. Down low, and a shot is up and in. That's DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung scores. And it's now a 28-20 ball game as Northwestern has scored the last 6 points here in the contest. 5:27 to play here in the first half. A zone defense again for Northwestern on this possession. Here's Brittany Wong. Wong comes out to Elise Schlake. Now to Feynman, left side of the lane. Kim dribbling with the ball. Picks it up now. Two-handed pass comes out to Isherwood. Dribbles behind her back at the free throw line. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Coolman for Northwestern. Coolman dribbles out of there for the basketball for the Red Raiders. Gets it away to DeYoung. Drops it down low. There's a shot up and in to Becker Hurley. And now a timeout from head coach Jeff Dittman as Northwestern is back to within 6 points. So the Red Raiders have scored 8 straight points here in this one. We've got a timeout with 4:56 to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Northwestern 22.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
After one quarter in the Class D2 district championship game tonight, Sterling and Giltner tied up at 13 points apiece. Adams Central and McCook now playing. AC has got the lead over McCook now. It's 34-30. They're playing in the second quarter over in Kearney. 28-22 here. Hastings College with the lead. There's a pass inside again to Ducey. They get it to Becky Tesh. Brings it up on the wing on the right side. Now to McEwen. Back inside to Ducey. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Ducey gets the field goal. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. A second team foul in Northwestern as Ducey gets her 7th and 8th point chalked up on the board here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Andrea Waddle of Northwestern. A shot from the free throw line by Ducey is going to be no good. So it's 30-22. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here's Northwestern back the other way, driving, and an off-balance shot one-handed in the lane. Kendra DeYoung sends it down through the hole. DeYoung has now got 12 points in the basketball game. She had 14 the last time these two teams played. 30-24. Again, to get the ball inside to Ducey. Puts it up there. Right-handed. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. She runs her back the other for Northwestern. Stops right here at the top of the key. DeYoung gets rid of it. Into the hands to Newsma. Newsma works the ball inside to DeYoung. Ball tapped away. Now we got a traveling violation. Kendra DeYoung was working against Ducey in the paint. She falls down with the ball and a traveling violation on the Red Raiders. That is the 8th turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. 30-24. Hastings with a 6-point lead. 4 minutes to go here in this first half. McEwen goes to Isherwood. Down in the corner, Becky Tesh fakes the three. Tesh moves to her right on the dribble. There's a pass out on top. It's over the head of McEwen. She chases it down. McEwen comes over here to Feynman. Feynman holds it back to Heather. There's a two-handed pass down in the corner again. Becky Tesh drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. A blocking foul on Northwestern. And Tesh will go to the free throw line. Foul goes on Katie Newsma of Northwestern. That's going to be her first test in the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. 75% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alicia Stadler. Coming out will be Ducey. 31-24. Hastings continues to lead. The Broncos have led the entire half so far. We're down to 3:41 to play until halftime, as Becky Tesh will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. So Tesh nails a couple of free throws, and it is now 32-24. Hastings with an 8-point lead. The Broncos have led by as many as 14 here in the ballgame. Allison Holst has got the ball now for Northwestern. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Stadler. She gets the ball into the hands of Isherwood. Turnover number 9 on Northwestern. Here's Kim Fehman out here in three-point territory. Now Northwestern in the man-to-man. Heather McEwen goes to Isherwood. The Fehman on the wing. Pass down low. Stadler shot over Holstein. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Northwestern. Last touch by Becky Tesh down there on the baseline for Hastings. So Northwestern will play things in. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go until halftime. 32-24. Broncos have the lead. Here's Newsma with the ball. Gets it over to a Becker Hurley. Hurley holds it. Pass to the near sideline to Andrea Waddle. Her pass inside to Holstein. She is double-teamed, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Holstein had it just to the right of the lane, and she threw the ball to the near sideline. Nobody home for Northwestern, and they turned the ball away for the 10th time here tonight. Stadler comes out of the ball game now, and Ducey comes back in. 3 minutes to play here in the contest in the first half, 32-24. Broncos had the lead here. Here's a pass into the lane. They get it to Isherwood. Dribbles over to the elbow, right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Ducey, so it'll be Northwestern ball. End of the ball game now for Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung also coming back in. There's going to be Cammy Kuhlman as head coach Earl Wastra is substituting on every dead ball so far here in the first half. Red Raiders are down by 8 points. There's a pass deflected again, but it's picked up down there by Hurley. Her shot is no good. Rebound into the lane there by Hastings College as Fehman comes out of there with the ball. Gets it ahead. Becky Tesh for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ducey down here on the baseline. She has it slapped out of her hands, and they give the ball to Hastings as the Broncos will play things in. 2:26 to play here in the first half, 32-24. Hastings with the lead. Fehman will get it in to McEwen on the wing. Back inside to Ducey with her back to the basket. Dribbles once, comes out to Isherwood. Isherwood dribbles behind her back at the free throw line, and now a foul is going to be called. A reaching in foul here on Northwestern. It's going to go on Allison Holst. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Red Raiders. A non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. McEwen comes over to the right side of the wing. That's Becky Tesh. Tesh out to McEwen again. They get it inside to Ducey. Her pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Kendra DeYoung grabs a pass out of the air there. Down to Allison Holst, and here come the Red Raiders. Holst gets it down to Becker Hurley. Randall Holstein on the wing. Free throw line extended to the left side. Holstein's pass into the lane. Kendra DeYoung goes up with a shot. Good. Kendra DeYoung's having a great first half. She's got 14 points in the ball game for Northwestern. And the Red Raiders are back to within six. 32-26. Broncos had a 14-point lead earlier in this half. Isherwood now to Fehman. Her shot for three. Good. Big bucket there by Kim Fehman. That is the second tray that Kim has thrown up here tonight. A 36% three-point shooter on the season. Hastings back out to a nine-point lead, 35-26. Kendra DeYoung goes over to Kuhlman. Her shot is up and in. A short jumper from the right side. Cammie Kuhlman gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, 35-28. It's a seven-point lead for Hastings, a buck 17 left. Here's Fehman again on the wing. This time takes it down on the baseline. She falls down with the ball. It goes out of bounds, and they will point Hastings' way. Fehman fell down with the ball heading down to the baseline. They give the ball to Hastings. They say it was knocked out of her hands. So Fehman will inbound the ball. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hurley. Long pass down to four. They get it to Holster. Driving layup good. Allison Holst gets the field goal on a Becker Hurley pass. 35-30 now. Northwestern is back within 5 points. 58 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Becky Tesh in the corner brings it up high. Now out beyond the three-point circle. That's Heather McEwen. Her three-point attempt is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. Long pass ahead right through the fingertips of Holst out of bounds. So Northwestern turns the ball away with 43 seconds to play here in the first half. Here comes Alicia Stadler into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Rachel Isherwood. 43 seconds to play first half. Hastings with a five-point lead over Northwestern tonight. 35-30 is the score. Here's Fehman with the ball for Hastings. Northwestern in the zone. Fehman comes across the top. That's McEwen with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key. Here's a pass down the wing. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Ducey. The ball tipped out of bounds by DeYoung of Northwestern. 17 left in the shot clock. 30 seconds left in the game clock here in the first half. Broncos with a five-point lead. Fehman comes way out on top to Becky Tesh. Chess dribbles once to the top of the key. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Feynman. Now to Ducey. Out to McEwen. McEwen covered up now by Allison Holst. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass. Ducey at the free throw line. Shot up and in. Lindsay Ducey hits the field goal. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 37-30. Back the other way is Kuhlman, and she is going to be hit on the play, and a foul is called with 8 seconds to go. It's going to go on Tesh. Becky picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. This will be a non-shooting situation, so it'll be Northwestern inbounding the ball from just to the right of the basket. 8.3 seconds to play, 37-30. Hastings with the lead. Northwestern will play things in. Holst has got it. Holst winning. Goes to DeYoung. Off the inbounder shot up there. In and out and back in again. Kendra DeYoung with 16 points in the ball game. 2 seconds, 1 second. Isherwood dribbling down the floor, and she does not get a shot away. And that's the end of the first half. So the GPAC Women's Postseason Tournament Championship on the line tonight. Hastings College got out to a good-sized lead early. Northwestern comes back, and they're within striking distance here at halftime. The score, Hastings 37, Northwestern 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 37-32 the score. Broncos out on top of Northwestern here tonight. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS and also available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Broncos got out to a 5-0 lead here in the basketball game, also led by a score of 7-2. Hastings got out to as much as a 14-point lead there in the first half, a 28-14 before Northwestern comes back and scores 8 straight points. The Bull within 6 points at 28-22. They got it within 5 points at 35-30. And right now, a 5-point margin again for Hastings, 37-32 here at halftime in favor of the Broncos. Shooting in the first half of play, Northwestern hitting 51% from the floor. They are 14 out of 27. Hastings 15 out of 35 for 42%. Northwestern 0 out of 4 on three-pointers. Hastings hitting 4 out of 11 from three-point territory for 36%. Free throws, Northwestern 4 out of 4. Hastings 3 out of 4. Rebounds so far, the Broncos with 18. Northwestern has got 16. The Broncos leading on the offensive end, though, 8-3. Hastings has turned the ball over 9 times already here in the basketball game. Northwestern has got 11 turnovers. Hastings coming up with no block shots and 4 steals. Northwestern had no block shots and 7 steals in the first half of play. So, again, the Broncos out on top of Northwestern tonight in the women's championship ball game, 37-32. Men's championship game going on in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight between the regular season champs Dakota Wesleyan and Sioux Falls, the team that beat Hastings in the semifinals on Saturday, 113-108. They are playing tonight at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. No score in that ball game as of yet. Hastings with a lead here, 37-32. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good. At Hogan Sporting Goods.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College with a lead, 37-32 over Northwestern. Scoring in the ball game so far, Alicia Stadler leading the way, and Lindsay Ducey for Hastings. Ducey's got 10 points in the ball game, 5 field goals, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Alicia Stadler, 4 field goals, 1 for 1 from the line. Kim Fehman has knocked down 2 3-pointers. She's got 6 points. Becky Tesh, a field goal, 2 of 2 from the line for 4. Sophia McDermott with a 3-pointer in the first half. Heather McEwen, a long-range 3 in the first half. And the Broncos with 37 points on the scoreboard here at halftime. Northwestern is being led by Kendra DeYoung. Wow, she's got 16 already. Had 14 the last time these two teams played. DeYoung with 8 field goals in the ball game. Cammie Kuhlman has got 6 points, a couple of field goals, and she is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Becker Hurley has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Allison Holst has got a field goal for 2. Val Kleinjohn has got a field goal for 2. Randa Holstein, a field goal and 2 points here in the ball game. So Hastings with a lead over Northwestern, 37-32 here in the GPAC postseason tournament championship ball game. Stick around. Tyson Ervronik is up next. He'll join us with Hastings College Spotlight. Then we'll have the second half for you from the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, our score at halftime, Hastings 37, Northwestern 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapist and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. It's GPAC Conference Tournament time, and joining us this evening is the Athletic Director for Hastings College, Fran Hummel. Fran, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fran, we're going to talk a little bit about about your big announcement that you made last week about you're going to be stepping down, retiring from Hastings College as the Athletic Director. My first question, and I think a couple of the other people are wondering as to, you know, what were the reasons for stepping down?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to be 62 in a month, and I guess I'm stepping down because I can't. You know, it's one of those things. I've been in this business a long time, 41 years, and I have a lot of things that I still, you know, I have a lot of energy, and there's a lot of things I still want to do. Plus, I have a lot of recreational, you know, hobbies and things that I just, you know, don't have time to do right now. When you're in this kind of a job, it requires a lot of time here in the building with all the events we have, all the sports, all the coaches. So I'm just looking forward to it, you know, some having more time on my own. And my wife is going to continue to teach for a couple of years, so we'll be here in town for another couple of years. But you know, that's my that was one of the things that prompted me to go ahead, because we do, you know, like I said, have her in the public school system, and I'll just take care of some things that we need to take care of. Next year at this time, I'll probably be looking to sell the house and find a home in Kansas City, that kind of stuff. So,
okay. You know, Fran, under your tenure, Hastings College Athletics has really grown, really in every sport. We've seen a significant improvements. That football team is starting to get back to where, you know, where they were in their prime, and the basketball teams year in and year out, and you see the men's basketball team taking improvements. Looking back these last 9 years, Fran, what are your what can you really reflect on and say that was, you know, just one of your, some of your better accomplishments?
Well, I think one of the things that's key, a school this size, is your staff that you put in place. I think that you have to have coaches that, you know, number one, that they're driven to succeed. I think that we have set the bar pretty high in some of the sports, and that has really helped all the sports, you know, to kind of elevate it. I think the ongoing philosophy here is that we want to put our coaches in a position to be competitive in the conference. If they do that in the GPAC, they're going to be competitive nationally. And I have always had a philosophy of fairness across the board. I want every coach approaching his sport that this is an important sport here at Hastings College, and I'm in a position where our athletic director and our administration is going to help me be successful. So I think that's been the key, is just the coaches knowing that we're going to do everything we can to help them make their programs competitive in every sport.
Okay, Fran, and you also made it known that you're going to continue to coach the women's golf team. What were some of the reasons behind that?
Well, you know, this is my first year, and I think the transition is unfair. You know, again, have another coach replace me, and I am just getting to know them. I had the fall season with them. It's a great bunch of young players, and we've got 7 sophomores, you know, so that's a good bunch. I have 2 seniors that play in the starting lineup, but I think the recruiting's going very well. I just want to stay in contact with, you know, the college to a degree, and it's pretty much a month or 5-week sport in the fall, 5-week sport in the spring, so I can handle that with, you know, not having all these other responsibilities, and being that we're going to be here for another couple of years, I thought it would be unfair to have the kids adapt to another coach here, and, you know, like I said, I told them I would be here 2 more years, and they all seemed to be excited. I don't know if they really were, but it's a good bunch, and I enjoy doing it. So that's why Dr. Dudley and Mr. Roberts asked me if I'd be interested in keeping that, and I said I would. So,
talk a little about the future of the athletic department. Not sure how much of a hand in you have it. Well, what kind of, you know, what are we looking at as far as who's replacement? Do we have any people that we're searching right now that can have a good idea?
Well, I think, you know, Dr. Dudley is handling the search process, and Mr. Roberts, so I think that they're forming a committee right now, you know, a search committee. I have asked not to be involved at all, other than during the actual, if they get to an interview process or whatever, if the candidates want to talk to me about the job, I'd be more than happy, you know, to sit with them and talk. The other thing is, if they have any advice, like on the job description or anything like that, but you know, I think that's a Hastings College decision, and, you know, I don't want to be trying to influence them one way or the other. I just want to be in an advisory capacity, and I know it's moving forward. I can tell you that. You know, Dr. Dudley would be the one to ask where are we at right now and what kind of time frame, those kinds of things. But like I said, I'm just enjoying sitting back and watching them, you know, progress with it, and I'll go from there.
Okay. I know you've always been pretty humble about the success of Hastings College. You know, in the end, when it's all said and done, Fran, what do you think is kind of going to be the lasting impression of the Fran Hummel legacy as the athletic director?
Well, I think, you know, there's 3 or 4 things that I remember a lot. Number one is winning that all-sports trophy last year. You know, that shows or demonstrates competitiveness in all the sports. And then, you know, the three national championships and a national runner-up, that's phenomenal. I mean, in 9 years to have that kind of success, you know, I think that's pretty unique or pretty rare that an athletic director is in on that. And then the one other thing, you know, lest we forget, our men's soccer winning the conference championship every year since I've been here. What a phenomenal program and run Coach Cranks has had.
Okay. Well, Fran Hummel, once again, thank you so much for taking time and sitting down with us over halftime here. It's been a great ride, Fran, and thanks for everything that you've done for the Hastings College program, and thanks again for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
News, sports, weather, ag, and business news, classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos, and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the second half here tonight. Hastings and Northwestern in the GPAC Women's Postseason Tournament Championship ball game. 37-32 here at halftime. Got a score in from the men's championship, 41-33. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Sioux Falls at halftime. Here's Randall Holstein down low. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Ducey. Comes back outside on the three-point arc to Klein. John Hirschhart's partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Hastings. So Northwestern with a couple of shots at the bucket there in the opening possession of the second half, and they can't convert. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right now. Here in the second half of play, the Broncos have a five-point lead, 37-32. Ducey at the top of the key. Comes over to McEwen on the wing. Heather being hacked out here by Northwestern's man-to-man defense. Dribbles inside, and now a jump ball is called. As McEwen is knocked down in the play, a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Damon will get it down to McEwen here on the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline as she powers her way to the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Northwestern and go on DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung picks up her first foul. Team foul number one on Northwestern here in the second half of play. So, again, it'll be Thaman inbounding the ball. They get it to Ducey. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Picked up down here by Kuhlman. Now for Northwestern. Kuhlman being hacked in the backcourt here by Thaman. The ball tipped away. But it's picked up by Northwestern. Here comes Becker Hurley with the ball now for the Red Raiders. Hurley has got it on the wing. Lobs it inside. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Randall Holstein, and she's fouled in the play. Heather McEwen picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. So I'm sure Northwestern is going to go right to work on Ducey and Stadler. These have two personal fouls here. Both into the ball game. Holstein goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got just 2 points in the ball game. She's averaging 13 in the season. So Hastings has done a great job on her tonight inside. Holstein will have one more. The Broncos with a 5-point lead. Here's a shot. It's up there and in. So this is as close as Northwestern has been in a while. 4 points. Hastings had a 14-point lead in the first half. It's now down to 4, 37-33. Here's Feynman with the ball, dribbles to the wing. On the left side, Feynman, two-handed pass goes inside to Stadler. She drives right in front of the basket, a shot no good. Reaches for the rebound, can't come up with it. And it's going to be taken down here by DeYoung. DeYoung down for Northwestern, gets it into the forecourt. Here's a jumper put up there by Klein. John, no good. Rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler. Stadler gets it down to the hands of McEwen. 18.5 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos have a 4-point lead. Stadler at the free throw line. Traveling violation. Little hop there by Alicia Riley. the free throw line, and a traveling violation is called on here. That's 10 turnovers now at Hastings. The GPAC postseason tournament championship on the line here tonight. Hastings has not won it since the 2006-2007 season. But our seniors on this team were freshmen. There's a pass inside. It's going to be knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called on Ducey. That's number three. Lindsey Ducey knocking the ball loose there. Picks up her third personal foul. A second team foul on Hastings here in the ball game. In the second half, so it'll be Northwestern inbounding the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own hoop, Becker Hurley. Goes inside now. They get it to Kendra DeYoung. Circles around, comes out now to a Kuhlman. Down in the corner, long-range jumper up and in by Val Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn hits the shot from the corner, and Northwestern is within 1 point. 37-36 with 18:01 to play here in this basketball game. The Red Raiders have come from 14 points down. Here's Alicia Stadler out here in three-point territory. Now to Heather McEwen. Bounce pass right side of the lane to Isherwood. Takes it down on the baseline. It is cut off. Isherwood has still got it. Bounce pass back inside to Stadler. His shot is up and in. Alicia gets her fifth field goal of the ball game. She's got 11 points. Isherwood gets the assist. 39-36 to score now. It's a three-point lead for Hastings College. Kleinjohn has got the ball now for Northwestern. Bounce pass out here to Becker Hurley. Now to Kleinjohn. She comes over on the wing on the right side to a Kuhlman. Entry pass to get it inside to DeYoung. Works against Ducey, and a traveling violation is called on Ducey. No traveling violation is called on Northwestern against Ducey as Kendra DeYoung is whistled for the extra steps. 12 turnovers on Northwestern here in the ballgame. Hastings will come back the other direction with a three-point lead, 39-36, 17-21 to play here in the contest. Adams Central has got the lead over McCook now after three quarters. Patriots 48 and the Bison 44. That into semifinals in B5. Here's a shot for 3 points. It's up and in. Kim Feynman has knocked down three 3-pointers in the ball game for Hastings. 42-36. Back the other way. A 3-pointer by Kuhlman. No good. Rebound comes down to Isherwood. Isherwood hit from behind. Ball gets loose, but she retrieves it right at the midcourt stripe. Gets it now into the hands of Alicia Stadler to Isherwood. Now to Kim Feynman as she clears out the left side here. Feynman now on the dribble. She takes it to the hole, and she's knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. And Feynman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Foul is going to go on Cammie Kuhlman. That's going to be her first. Second team foul on Northwestern here in the second half of play. Now we got a timeout here from Northwestern. Red Raiders want to call a timeout. 16 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in the contest, we'll take a break for the score. Hastings 42, Northwestern 36.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. High school basketball, the B5 district championship ball game tonight. Adams Central is leading McCook 48-44. Adams Central 48, McCook 44. Halftime of the men's championship in GPAC basketball tonight for the postseason tournament. Dakota Wesleyan was leading Sioux Falls by a score of 41-33. Sterling and Giltner playing tonight. Sterling had a slim lead over Giltner at halftime of that one. So a lot of basketball being played tonight. High school teams wrapping up their districts here this evening. Girls State Tournament gets underway on Thursday in Lincoln. The Boys State Tournament next Thursday. The NAIA National Tournament for the men and the women will begin next Wednesday in Point Lookout, Missouri, and also in Sioux City, Iowa. Here's Feynman at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Feynman has now got 10 points in the basketball game. She had 11 the last time these two teams played when Hastings beat Northwestern 83-70. Back in the early part of February. Second shot is up there. It is no good by Feynman. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Hastings now with a 7-point lead, 43-36. A pass out on top is going to be tipped and intercepted. Feynman gets the interception. That's the 13th turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. Feynman gets it now into the hands of McEwen. Entry pass knocked away from Ducey. Foul is going to be called. Katie Neusma picks up the foul for Northwestern. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Red Raiders. Still no free throws here. Hastings will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Feynman gets it to Ducey. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood Sadler at the top of the key. Comes over to McEwen on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Thaman. Kim dribbles a couple of times. Spins out here to the elbow. Gives it up now to McEwen for three. Her shot is up there. She drains it. Heather McEwen hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead. 46-36. Here's Randall Holstein with the ball now for Northwestern. Comes out to Holst. Now left side to Hurley. Her shot's going to be short. Rebounded by Northwestern down in the corner. Kuhlman throws up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound Thaman. Long pass down to four. They get it to Isherwood. Isherwood checked here as he comes into the forecourt. Gets it down to Heather McEwen. Drives it down to the baseline. Stops there. McEwen lobs it back out to Thaman. Entry pass. They get it to Alicia Stadler. Shot no good. Ducey with a rebound. Back to Stadler from 10 feet away. It's good. Stadler now with 13. Hastings back out to a 12-point lead, 48-36, with 15.5 to play. And now we got a traveling violation out top. Traveling violation on Northwestern as they turn the ball over for the 14th time here tonight. So the Broncos back out to a 12-point lead, 48-36. This is Northwestern had it down to 1 point at 37-36. So Hastings has now scored the last 11 points here in the basketball game. Here's McEwen, a long three. Her shot good again. Heather McEwen, a long three. That one was right in between the two that she hit. Had a long-range three-pointer in the first half. A conventional three on her second one, and that one was right in between the long-range jumper there for McEwen. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game, 51-36. Hastings out on top. Here's a three back the other way by Neff. Her shot is up and in. So Hastings was just on a 14-0 run right there before Northwestern gets the field goal. It's now 51-39. Hastings with the lead. We're down to 14.5 minutes to play here in the contest with the Osborne Sports Complex. Thaman has got it. Now to Ducey at the top of the key. Ducey puts it on the floor. Spins to the free throw line. Comes out to McEwen. Now she's covered up by DeYoung. There's a pass back inside to Ducey. Her shot is no good, but she's hacked in the arm. Now the outside success that Hastings is having should start to open up the inside stuff as McEwen sends that pass right back into the lane to a Ducey, and she had a clean look at the basket before she was fouled in a play. Foul goes on Allison Holst. That's going to be her second. Ducey at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Ducey now with the 11 points in the ball game. Stadler's got 13. Kim Feynman has got 10. Heather McEwen has now got 9 points in the ball game. 52-39. Broncos have the lead. Ducey will have another free throw. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Here comes Becky Tesh into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Ducey. 53-34. Actually, 53-39 to score. Hastings with the lead here. We're in the second half. Broncos with a man-to-man defense out here. Ball nearly intercepted there by Isherwood. Hurley grabs it down in the corner to Neff. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Bottom with a rebound. Taken down by Northwestern. A pass back out on the wing. Slapped away from Becker Hurley, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Hurley loses the ball out of bounds. So it's going to be Hastings' ball. 14-12 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings 53, Northwestern 39. Adams Central and McCook now tied up at 48 points apiece. They are in the fourth quarter as we try to keep you up to date on the action there in Kearney. Here's Stadler, has the basketball knocked away. It's picked up by Holstein. Randall Holstein grabs it. Now to Becker Hurley down the near sideline. Down in the corner. That's a Kuhlman with the ball back out on the wing. Here's a shot taken by Hurley. No good. Rebound loose. It goes to the corner on the right side. Picked up by Randall Holstein. They get it inside to DeYoung. Her shot over Stadler, partially deflected. Alicia got a piece of that one, and the ball is brought out of there now by Hastings College as Rachel Isherwood has got it. The Broncos still with a 14-point lead, 53-39. Kim Feynman has got a bounce pass now to Isherwood. Isherwood, double team, gets it away. McEwen fakes the three. Now picks up the dribble. Heather's got to get rid of it. She does. Out to Feynman, top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops, puts it up off of the window. Her shot no good. Stadler with a rebound. She loses the ball. And it's picked up here by Thaman. Thaman gets it in the hands of Isherwood. Down to McEwen. Heather has got it. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Thaman. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hurley. Becker Hurley has got the ball for Northwestern. Down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Entry pass. Ran to Holstein. Her shot's blocked and a foul is called. Two shots here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Stadler of Hastings. That's going to be her third. So now Alicia with three. Lindsay Ducey with three. Randall Holstein to the free throw line now for Northwestern. She has got 3 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the line. She'll have 2 shots here. First one, no good. 53-39, Hastings with the lead. Here comes Allison Holst into the ball game now for Northwestern. Stadler checks out. Ducey comes in. Broncos still with a 14-point lead, 12:58 to play in the postseason tournament championship ball game tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Next shot is up there. It is good by Randall Holstein. She has done all of her scoring tonight for the free throw line. 53-40. Hastings out on top. Here's a ball that's going to be kicked now. Out on top by Cammy Kuhlman of Northwestern. Hastings will play things in off of the near sideline. Right in front of the Bronco bench. Becky Tesh will play things in for Hastings. Tesh looks. Comes out near the midcourt stripe. Kim Feynman on the dribble now. To the left side of the floor. Feynman reverses the ball. Gets to the Isherwood. Down low to Becky Tesh. Her shot is up and in. Tesh scores on a nice pass by Isherwood. That's 6 points now for Tesh. It's 55-40. And Northwestern calls another timeout. Red Raiders call a timeout here. 12 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Northwestern 40.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
3:25 to play in that district championship ball game in Kearney. It is Adams Central now leading McCook by a score of 49-48. Adams Central 49, McCook 48. 3:25 to play in the fourth quarter in Kearney. Winner of that ball game moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Hastings College with a lead here over Northwestern 55-40. If you did not hear it earlier today during our sports, the Hastings College men's basketball team appears to be headed to the NAIA National Tournament in Point Lookout, Missouri. The Broncos are expected to receive one of the 11 at-large berths to the national tournament when everything is all said and done with tonight. A team out of Michigan won in their conference tournament earlier in the week. So that puts Hastings into the national tournament. So despite losing in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament, Hastings appears to be headed to the national tournament for the first time since 1995. They will make everything official here tonight. Brackets will be out for both the women's and men's national tournament sometime tomorrow. Northwestern down by 15 points as they go to work. Here's a shot up and in. Becker Hurley scores. Hastings has done a good job on her tonight as well. Hurley's got only 6 points in the basketball game. Our defense the past couple of weeks has been absolutely sensational for the Broncos, and that is continuing here tonight. They've held this Northwestern team to only 42 points in this ball game with 12 minutes to play. Here's Becky Tesh driving to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Young for Northwestern. Takes it to the right sideline to Kuhlman. Kuhlman brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Stops, works the ball right side of the lane. Becker Hurley down low to DeYoung. Her shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung now with 18 points in the basketball game. That is her first field goal of the second half. 55-44. Hastings again leading by 11 points. Feynman with the ball for Hastings. Northwestern is in the man-to-man defense. There's Tesh on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass into Ducey. Ducey double team, triple team, and now we've got a whistle and a foul called. A foul is going to go on Randall Holstein. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Holstein. That's going to be the fifth team foul called on Northwestern here in the ball game. No free throws. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Feynman with the ball, lobs it in, down here on the baseline to Ducey, out to Becky Tesh. Tesh holds it, comes across the top to Isherwood. Isherwood now to Heather McEwen. Lobs it back inside to Ducey, double-teamed again. Rockets a pass down low, almost thrown out of bounds, but Isherwood grabs it. Down to Feynman, back inside to Ducey again, double-team, triple-team. Ducey has it slapped out of there. Finally, Tesh has got it. Down to McEwen, her shot for three, good again. Heather McEwen now with 12 points in the ball game. And now I think we've had a technical foul called. A technical foul has been called, or a timeout has been called, one of the two. Earl Wadstra is red hot again here in Hastings. I'll tell you what, he was almost ready to receive a tee last time he came here. And Earl Wadstra is voicing his disapproval down here again. Just a timeout is called. No technical. So A timeout is called here by Earl Watzer and the Northwestern coaching staff. We've got a break with 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a timeout with a score. Hastings 58, Northwestern 44.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, 58-44. Hastings College has got the lead. Complete coverage of the girls' high school basketball tournament coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on our network of stations. We've got all the area teams, including Hastings St. Cecilia, coming up in play-by-play coverage beginning on Thursday. So all the area teams will be somewhere on our network of stations, and you can always check our website at www.hastingslink.com to grab the latest broadcast schedule. There's going to be a busy couple of days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down in Lincoln. 58-44, Hastings down with a 14-point lead. Becker Hurley on a dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Underneath the basket, out to Holst. Kicks it back out to Hurley at the elbow. Her pass tipped away. It is loose. It comes to the near side to Holst. She drives. Her shot is up. There's no good, and she's knocked down in the play. And again, Earl is not happy. The head coach for Northwestern. A foul is going to go on Ducey. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Lindsay Ducey. Alicia Stadler has got three. So head coach Jeff Dittman has been shuffling those two players. They're trying to keep them in the ball game. Allison Holst to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Holst now with 3 points in the ball game. Ducey will check out. Stadler back in. 10 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings leading by 13 points now, 58-45. Next shot is up there. It is good. Holst cans a pair. Northwestern not going away. They're still within 12 points, within striking distance. Here's Kim Thaman with the ball for Hastings. Gets it back into the offensive zone. Thaman comes across the top to McEwen, who has been red hot from the outside tonight. There's Isherwood at the top of the key. Now to McEwen. They get it inside to Stadler, and she has gone for the steps. Alicia Stadler with a traveling violation. She posted up right side of the way, and they got her the ball, and she got the happy feet. The traveling violation is called to the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. That is turnover number 12 on Hastings. 58-46, Broncos with a 12-point lead. Becker Hurley with the ball around the screen, dumps it off inside to Holstein, down in the corner. Kuhlman, shot for three, is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen of Hastings. Now the pass deflected by Holst. It's saved. Picked up here by McEwen of Hastings. Now to Isherwood, drives it into the paint, dumps it down low to Becky Tesh, to McEwen. Back down in the corner to Tesh, nearly lost the ball. Tesh dribbles once, sends it inside to Stadler. Stadler runs over a person down there, and the offensive foul is going to be called on Alicia Stadler. Four fouls now on Alicia. So now neither team getting the calls here. Maybe Earl's whining down here the past couple of minutes is helped. And now Stadler comes to the bench. And now both Stadler and Ducey on the bench with four fouls. We've still got 10 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Here's a Northwestern back with the ball. Randall Holstein shovels the ball into the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Isherwood. Trying to get it to a Kendra DeYoung. So now Hastings with both of our post players on the bench with four personal fouls. And we still got half of this second half to go. Broncos have a 12-point lead at 58-46. Here's Kendra DeYoung with the ball. They get it away. Here's a runner down the right side of the lane. No good. Tap trying. No good. Another foul is going to be called. So another foul is called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Isherwood. That's going to be your first. Team foul number six on Hastings here in the ball game. Kendra DeYoung to the free throw line for Northwestern. She's got 18 points in the ball game, 9 field goals, first chance at a free throw here tonight. DeYoung is 68% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. The 101st free throw shot on the season for Kendra DeYoung. She's now made 69 of them. 58-47, Northwestern back to within 11. Make it 10 as that one goes down through the hole. 58-48, Hastings with a 10-point lead, 9:45 to play. Things getting interesting here in the postseason tournament championship ball game for the girls in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Becky Tesh out to McEwen. Here's another two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called inside. This is going to go on Kendra DeYoung. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on the Red Raiders. 9:35 to play in the contest. 58-48. Hastings leading by 10. Broncos will inbound the ball. McEwen out in three-point territory behind the screen from Isherwood. Isherwood is knocked down in the play, but no foul called. McEwen is trapped now in the corner. Sends the ball into the lane to Elise Schlake. Her shot is up there and in. Nice pass by McEwen. Schlake gets the field goal. That's her first one tonight. Hastings now back out to a 12-point lead. 60-48 with 9:15 to play. Here's Hurley. Goes into DeYoung. Ball tipped away by Isherwood. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern basketball. The Red Raiders will play things in off of the far sideline. The Broncos had a 14-point lead in the first half. Hastings is led by as many as 15 points here in the second half. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up again out here by Randall Holstein. Now they get it to Holst as she drives inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Two, three, four players hit the deck. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Northwestern, so the Red Raiders will have it. Hastings led 51-36. At one point here in the second half after they went on a 14-0 run. After Northwestern cut the lead down to 1 point earlier in this half. It's now a 12-point margin at 60-48. Entry pass, Holstein dumps it down low. The ball again deflected by Isherwood out of bounds. Isherwood's doing a great job defensively here for the Broncos here tonight. 8:51 remaining in the ball game. It'll be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with only 1 second left on the shot clock. Kuhlman lobs it in to Holstein. The ball deflected away in a shot clock violation. Deflected away by Feynman in a shot clock violation on Northwestern as the time expires on the shot clock. 8:49 remaining. Here's a Feynman with a ball for Hastings. Out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Isherwood. Isherwood gets away, drives the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Rachel Isherwood gets the field goal for Hastings. She's got 4 points. And it's 62-48. Hastings leading by 14 with 8.5 minutes to go. Becker Hurley, that Allison Holst. Holst comes top of the key to DeYoung. Entry pass to get it inside to Randall Holstein. She's fouling the play. And Holstein will go to the free throw line. There's a foul. Whistled on Isherwood of Hastings. Final score in from Kearney. Adams Central has beaten McCook tonight 54-51. Adams Central 51. McCook, rather 54-51. Adams Central wins it tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Holstein is no good. She'll get one more. So the Patriots now heading to the Boys State Tournament next week in Lincoln. So Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia both qualifying for the Boys State Tournament. Next shot by Holstein is no good, and the rebound comes down to Feynman. So the score remains at 62-48. Hastings out on top by 14 points, 8-10 remaining. Here's Schlake with the ball. Free throw line extended right side down to Feynman, top of the key. Feynman dribbles it. The ball tipped away. It is loose and it's picked up by Kuhlman. Kuhlman gets it down in the hands of Becca Hurley. Drives it down to four to DeYoung. Her shot is up there good. Kendra DeYoung scores for Northwestern following the Hastings turnover. 13 turnovers on Hastings. DeYoung now with 22 in the ball game. 62-50. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's McEwen, now to Elise Schlake. Schlake holds the ball, comes out to Becky Tesh. Tesh looking left instead, comes back to Schlake again on the wing. Dribbles inside, puts it up to the shot blocked down by Randall Holstein. Recovered here by DeYoung. Down the near side to Kuhlman. Drives for the hole, her shot is up there, it's good. Tammy Kuhlman scores for Northwestern. She's got 8 points, 62-52. The Broncos now lead by 10 points, still plenty of time, 7:20 remaining in the ballgame. Here's Feynman with the ball. Bounce pass to Tesh on the wing. Tesh gets away, moves it to the baseline, goes for the hole. Her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. Becky Tesh, the Sioux Falls product, taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings. And the foul is going to go on Northwestern. It'll go on Holstein. That's going to be a third. So Becky Tesh to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the contest, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She was hacked in the act here. She'll have 2 shots. Tesh eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It is good. Becky had 4 points in the ball game against Morningside on Saturday. She had 6 the last time these two teams played. 63-52. Hastings leading by 11. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Randall Holstein. Holstein gets the ball down to Becker Hurley. Right-handed dribble about waist high. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone to DeYoung. DeYoung now to Newsma is into the ball game now. Back outside, and foul is going to be called on Thaman as he runs in to Becker Hurley. Thaman picks up her second personal foul. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight at our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Just a women's contest tonight for the GPAC postseason tournament championship. Becker Hurley to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Hurley is the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 87% of her free throws. Ducey is second at 85%. Hurley's next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. So she hits a pair, but Hastings has done a great job on her tonight. Becker Hurley, their leading scorer, has got only 8 points in the ballgame. She averages 16, 63-54. Hastings leading by 9 points. Here's Tesh deep in the corner on the right side. Tesh dribbles once. Now sends it back out on top. That's the Kim Thaman trying to penetrate. Dribbling out here with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Thaman to McEwen, 4-3. Her shot is up there. She hits another one. Heather McEwen, who has held scoreless in the ball game on Saturday, has got 5 3-pointers and 15 points in the ball game tonight. 66-54. Holstein with the ball. Holstein left side of the lane. Dribbles left to right across the paint. Her shot is up there and in. That is the first field goal of the ball game for Holstein. She's got 4 free throws, 6 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is now 10. 66-56. We got 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Thaman gets away, dribbles down the lane, stops there, out to Heather, fakes the three, dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up to the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Holstein. Randall Holstein, right-handed dribble, now to DeYoung. She drives the ball to the basket, her shot is up there and scores. Kendra DeYoung scores. She has now got 24 in the ball game, as now a 66-58 ball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Remember, Sadler and Ducey both on the bench here with 4 personal fouls. Here's Feynman, comes over to McEwen, right side of the lane. McEwen comes back out to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood drives it down the right side of the paint, lobs it over here to the near sideline of McEwen. Now to Becky Tesh, top of the circle. Tesh gets away. There's a pass to Elise Schlake. Schlake in the lane, her shot's going to be blocked down. Jump ball is called. Holstein got her hands in there. A jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. 4 seconds left in the shot clock, 5:23 left on the game clock. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 66-58. It'll be Feynman bounding the ball for Hastings as they get it to McEwen. McEwen, an off-balance shot, he just throws it up there, and it's a shot clock violation as McEwen was falling down with the ball. Just threw it up there, hoping to grab the rim, and did not, and a shot clock violation is called. Schlake comes out. Here comes Ducey back into the ballgame. But out Ducey in there with 4 personal fouls, 5:18 to play. She went out with the Broncos ahead by 12 points. Here's a pass deflected. It is loose. It's going to be picked up on the baseline. Feynman grabs the ball. A turnover on Northwestern. They're 16th of the ball game. Hastings now with an 8-point lead. 66-58, just by the 5-minute mark now. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Heather McEwen with the ball. Free throw line extended. They get right to work with Ducey. Her shot is up there and in. McEwen gets the ball to Ducey, and Lindsay scores. She's now got 14 in the ball game. Hastings leading by 10, 68-58. There's a pass by Newsman. It's going to be deflected again, brought down by Isherwood. Back-to-back turnovers on Northwestern here in the ball game, and now Isherwood gets the ball into the hands of Feynman. 68-58. Hastings leading by 10. Feynman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now picks up the dribble, gets it to Ducey. Ducey now on the left sideline. That's Isherwood with the ball. Isherwood holds it out of McEwen. Heather out here in three-point territory, picked up by DeYoung. Now to Feynman, inside to Ducey, spins, dumps it off down low to Becky Tesh, driving for the hole, she shoots and scores. Ducey gets rid of it after she was surrounded by nothing but Red Raiders. Becky Tesh down the lane. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 70-58. Hastings again leading by a dozen. Here's a Northwestern back with the ball. Allison Holst to the free throw line. Becker Hurley down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball is tipped around. Picked up by Tesh. Tesh gets it down to Ducey. Ducey to Kim Feynman. 3:47 to play. Here in the ball game, it's 70-58. Hastings with a 12-point lead. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here. 3:41 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 70, Northwestern 58.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again.
The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
15 minutes to play in the men's contest at the Gordon Palace. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Sioux Falls 54-47. Sterling has beaten Giltner tonight in boys' high school district final action. It was Sterling 60, Giltner 55. Adams Central picking up a win tonight over McCook in the B5 district championship ball game, 54-51. So the Patriots heading to the boys' state tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia also in the boys' state tournament next week. Hastings College men expected to make the NAIA National Tournament field down in Point Lookout, Missouri. The qualifiers will be announced tonight by the NAIA office. That tournament gets underway next Wednesday. The Hastings College women are already in the Women's National Tournament up in Sioux City. That one starts next Wednesday as well up in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. Hastings wins this ball game, they would be the number one overall seed for the National Tournament next week. 70-58, Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's a Tesh with it now. Tesh on the left side of the lane. Picks up the dribble, sends it back inside to Ducey. Now to Thaman. Thaman brings it back to Ducey to McEwen. 4-3, your shot is up there, top of the right side, no good. Rebound loose, it comes to the corner. Ducey is knocked down and a foul is called. Ducey goes sailing out of bounds there into the bleachers, the first row of the bleachers down there. And a foul is going to go on Randall Holstein. That's going to be your fourth. So now Randall Holstein has got four fouls. And that's going to send Ducey to the free throw line for Hastings. Ducey has got 14 points in the basketball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 70-58, Hastings with the lead. Ducey eyes the bucket, shot is up there, the shot good. She had 2,000 career points coming into the basketball game tonight. She has added 15 of that total here tonight. All-time leading scorer in Hastings College history. Next shot is up there, it is good. For Lindsay Ducey, she's now got 16 in the ball game. The Bronco lead is back up to 14 points, 72-58. Northwestern cut the lead down to 1 here in the second half. Here's Hurley, her shot for 3 is no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner, picked up by Holst. Allison Holst, now to Holstein in the lane as they hand it away to Holst. Dribbles to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Holstein just hands the ball away to Allison Holst, and she takes it to the hole for her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, 72-60. Under 3 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Thaman now to Becky Tesh. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Ducey. Goes for the hole. She's fouling the play. Sliding over there and committing the personal foul. Cammy Kuhlman for Northwestern. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Red Raiders. This will be a two-shot opportunity as Ducey will go to the free throw line again. Lindsay was 16 in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Had a great day on Saturday. She scored 30 points. That was a season high for her. 30 points in the ball game against Morningside in the semifinals. Ducey now with 17 in the ball game tonight. Next one is up there. It is good. Alicia Stadler in the post area has got 13 points. So, again, the post players have done a great job for Hastings College despite battling some foul trouble here tonight. Kuhlman in the lane goes up with a shot. It's going to be fouled here by Becky Tesh. Becky had her hands straight up in the air, and they call her for the personal foul, and Kuhlman will go to the free throw line. So a foul is called on Tesh. Kuhlman to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the line. As Kuhlman eyes the bucket, her shot is up there. That one is good. Two of the best free throw shooting teams in the conference squaring off here tonight. Hastings number 1. Northwestern is number 3 in free throw percentage. 74-61. Next shot is up there. It is good. So 2 points there for Cammy Kuhlman as she hits a pair of free throws. And the Bronco lead is now 12 points again. 74-62 with 2.5 minutes to play. Here's Feynman with the ball. Feynman comes over here to McEwen. McEwen being hacked in the backcourt. The ball tipped away, picked up by Feynman. Feynman waves her way between some defenders into the forecourt. Becky Tesh. Tesh now to Feynman. 11 seconds left in the shot clock as the Broncos attack now in their offensive zone. Tesh on the baseline, drives it toward the basket. Bounce pass out to McEwen for a 3. Top of the mark, no good. Ducey goes for the rebound. It's lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. End of the ball game now for Northwestern. Andrea Wadle, he's going to check in for Val Kleinjohn. 2:07 to play. We've got the player of the game coming up and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 74-62. On their way to the postseason tournament championship if they can hang on. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Heather McEwen. They get it to Feynman, now to the forecourt to Isherwood. Isherwood down to Feynman. Feynman holds it. Ducey's got it in the lane. Ducey dumps it down low. Isherwood has got it. Goes up with a shot. No good. She's fouled in the play. And Rachel Isherwood now goes to the free throw line. Fouled in the play there by Andrea Wadle of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. So Ish goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Isherwood has got 4 points so far tonight and a couple of field goals. 68% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's no good. 74-62. Hastings still leading by 12 points. Isherwood will have one more. Dribbles, throws it up there. Shot good. Isherwood now with five as she hits one out of two from the free throw line. The Bronco lead is a baker's dozen now at 13 points. 75-62, 1:40 left. Here's DeYoung with the ball at the elbow. Throws up a shot good. Kendra DeYoung has been most of their offense here tonight. She has got 26 points in the basketball game for Northwestern. 75-64, Hastings with the lead. Here's Feynman with it now in backcourt, being chased by DeYoung. And a foul is called on Kendra DeYoung for Northwestern in backcourt. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to send Feynman to the free throw line now for Hastings. Kim in double figures tonight. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. So, again, the Women's National Tournament, the next stop for Hastings College. That'll be starting next Wednesday up in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. The shot for the free throw line is up and in for Kim Feynman. She'll get one more. The brackets will be out tomorrow. The official pairings out tomorrow from the NAIA office. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is recovered here by Northwestern. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 76-64. A minute and 18 seconds to play. DeYoung for three. Shot good from the corner. Kendra DeYoung scores again. She's now got 29 in the ball game for Northwestern, 76-67. Just a three-possession ball game now. Feynman here in backcourt gets it to Ducey. Ducey dribbles herself, brings it down the near sideline. Ducey stops as she gets it into the offensive zone, comes back out to McEwen. 56 seconds to play in the ball game, 15 on the shot clock. Here's a Heather, comes across the top. They get it to Isherwood, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. She hits it. Big bucket there for Isherwood. 7 points in the ball game now for Isherwood. 78-67. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. No good by Kuhlman, and she's hacked to the arm. And now Cammy Kuhlman will go to the free throw line here. Dash picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. That's not what you want here, as a Northwestern has a chance to score points with a clock stopped at 41.2 seconds to play. And the ball game is Kuhlman. We'll go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. In and out. No good. She'll get one more. Kuhlman has got 10 points in the ball game. 78-67. It appears that Hastings is going to win this baby if we can hang on down the stretch here. Kuhlman hits her second one. Now 78-68. Hastings with a 10-point lead with 40 seconds to play. Inbounds pass comes to Ducey, and she's fouled in a play by Holstein. And Randall Holstein is just fouled out of the ball game now for Northwestern. She leads with 39 seconds remaining. Holstein leads with 6 points. Four of those came from the free throw line. That's a great job by the Bronco defense here tonight. Holstein has been averaging 13.5 points per ball game. She has half of that here tonight against Hastings. Holstein had 13 against Briarcliff on the Saturday. It had 16 the last time these two teams played, and she has just 6 here tonight. First shot by Ducey is up there, is good. The second one is up, it's also good. Ducey now 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. She's got 20 points. The Bronco lead is 12, 80-68. 38 seconds to play. Here's the ball knocked loose from Kuhlman. Isherwood has got it, and a foul is going to be called. Ball was knocked loose. Isherwood finally grabs it. She is fouled in a play here by Northwestern. Allison Holst picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. So Rachel Isherwood now goes to the free throw line. Isherwood has got 7 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the stripe. That's the 10th team foul in Northwestern, so this will be a two-shot foul. The first one is up and in. So for the first time since the 2006-2007 season, Hastings will capture the GPAC postseason basketball tournament. Ironically, they beat Northwestern that year, too, 71-69. Next shot is up there by Isherwood. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Becker Hurley. Here come the Red Raiders back into the forecourt. Hurley drives it around Feynman, all to the basket and scores as Feynman just let her go by. Hurley now with 10 points, 24 seconds to go. Hastings leading by 11. Long pass down to four. They get it to Schlake. She had the shot but will hold up with it. Comes out to Isherwood. On the wing, picked up by Becker Hurley. Isherwood is double-teamed, fighting for it as she gets it away. Now to Feynman. 10 seconds left. Feynman dribbling with the ball. Feynman out here in three-point territory to Isherwood. The fans come to their feet here at Lynn Farrell Arena. And Hastings College will win the postseason tournament. ...81-70, the final score. Hastings College wins the GPAC postseason basketball tournament here tonight. The number one ranked team in the nation will go into the NAIA National Tournament, probably as the number one overall seed, as they win the postseason tournament for the first time since 2006-2007. Hastings beats third-ranked Northwestern tonight. Final score, the Broncos 81, Northwestern 70. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Northwestern. Final score of 81-70. Broncos will improve to 30 wins and 3 losses on the season. Northwestern 26-5. Both teams will head to the NAIA National Tournament that gets underway next Wednesday up in Sioux City, Iowa. Hastings had a 37-32 halftime advantage after leading by 14 points there in the first half. Led by 5 points at halftime, 37-32. Northwestern pulled within 1 point at 37-36 with 18 minutes to go. But then Hastings went on a 14-0 run to go back out on top at 51-36. That's a lead Hastings did not give up. In fact, the Broncos did not trail here in this ball game. Both of our post players, Alicia Stadler, Lindsay Ducey, in foul trouble down the stretch. It was the outside shooting of Heather McEwen that kept us in it. And Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 81-70. Kendra DeYoung had a big ball game, though, for Northwestern. She scores 29 points in the basketball game. 11 for Cammy Kuhlman, 10 points for Becker Hurley, 6 points for Allison Holst, 6 for Randall Holstein, 5 for Val Kleinjohn, and 3 for Kristen Neff. Hastings getting 20 points tonight from Lindsay Ducey. She had 10 in the first half, 10 in the second half, despite the foul trouble. Heather McEwen ended up with 15 points tonight. Alicia Stadler had 13, 11 points for Kim Feynman, 9 points for Becky Tesh, 8 for Rachel Isherwood, and 3 points for Sophia McDermott, 2 points for Elise Schlake. So Hastings College wins it tonight, the postseason tournament championship. They win the postseason finale for the first time since the 2006-2007 season, when they beat Northwestern that year by the score of 71-69. Tonight, 81-70. Top-ranked Hastings College continues their winning ways as they beat Northwestern tonight. The Broncos have now won 9 games in a row heading into the national tournament next week. Again, Hastings 81, Northwestern 70. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by WIT Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Yeah, the Broncos win it tonight, 81-70 over Northwestern for the GPAC postseason. Regular postseason tournament championship as they knock off the Red Raiders for the second time this season. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Lindsey Ducey, 20 points and 9 rebounds tonight for Hastings. Kim Feynman. Alicia Stadler had 13 points and 4 rebounds. Kim Feynman, 11 points and 6 rebounds. Heather McEwen had 15 points and 3 rebounds here in the ball game tonight. Rachel Ishwood had 8 points and 4 rebounds with 4 assists and 3 steals. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce a winner right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be the girl from Ravenna that kept us in it in the second half when Alicia Stadler and Lindsey Ducey were battling foul trouble tonight. It was Heather McEwen who knocked down some unbelievable three-pointers in the ball game tonight. In fact, all of her baskets were from three-point range. She was 5 out of 9 from the field tonight, 5 out of 8 on three-pointers. Came up with 3 rebounds, scored to 15 points. Also dished out 5 assists, had 2 block shots and 2 steals tonight in 34 minutes of playing time. Heather McEwen will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings College knocks off Northwestern in the GPAC postseason tournament championship ball game. Final score, Hastings 81 and Northwestern 70. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by WIT Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Hastings College wins it here tonight over Northwestern. Final score of 81-70 as head coach Jeff Dittman joins us on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations. First time since But 2006, 2007, we walked away with the postseason tournament championship, and that was, like you said, one of the goals in mind when we started this thing.
Well, and you know, a real big part of this, too, is that they wanted to stay undefeated at home all season long. And the idea, the only team that beat us last year, we've actually only lost one game in the last 2 years, but the only team to beat us last year was Northwestern, and they had a tremendous comeback against us. So I think that the championship, the undefeated at home, and the memory of that game last year just really made our kids work hard, because they had some adversity tonight. We didn't get to have the lineups in that we wanted all the time. We didn't get the matchups that we wanted. We really had to work hard at both the defensive and the offensive ends.
Yeah. Talk about the second half with Alicia and Lindsay Ducey with the four personal fouls. A majority of that second half, some big shots from Heather McEwen, but several girls stepped up during the stretch.
You know, they did, and we didn't even have the situation where we could just have one of them in at a time. There was about an eight-minute stretch, and neither one of them was in. And we brought Elise in. We brought Becky Tesh in. They did a tremendous job. You know, we not only survived during that stretch, though, we made some big plays, and you really got to like the what I told them after the ball game was we won that one on teamwork tonight, and it was a great effort by a lot of people.
Heather, after having a miserable day on Saturday, comes back and hits a 5 out of 9 from the field today, 5 out of 8 on three-pointers, and made some unbelievable three-point shots when the shot clock was expiring.
You know, that's the part, is she put a dagger in them about three different times where they had done everything right defensively. They had us shut down. They had us push back. And, you know, she just hit a 30-footer against them. And when you're really trying to get back into a ball game and you've just played your heart out on defense and have one of those go down, those are really killer plays.
We talked about two girls during the pregame show tonight, Coach, Becker Hurley and also Randall Holstein. I thought you guys did a great job with them tonight. Hurley only 10 points. Holstein had only 6 tonight.
You know, I think Kim just does a tremendous job defensively, and she had a great game defending her last time. The one that concerns me is that freshman who she ended up with 29 points for the night. She was just all over the place tonight, and we didn't seem to have an answer for her. And what scares me even worse is we got to do this for 3 more years with her.
Talk about the defense we had inside with the Holstein tonight. What did we do to shut her down?
Well, you know, we really can't take a lot of credit, because when they pass the ball into her, a lot of times they run cutters off of her, and her first option is looking for one of those cutters. And I thought we did a good job on the cutters. I thought we actually got some steals at different times. And then when we had the matchup problem at the end, Heather was happening to guard her, and we didn't have a post in the ball game at that point. Then she got more aggressive at taking it to the hole, but I think a little part of it was us, but the other part of it was just the scheme of what they were trying to do offensively.
Coach, what's this mean now? You're the GPAC regular season champions. You get the conference tournament champions, and now you go to the national tournament with a lot of steam, winning 9 games in a row.
Well, I hope what we take into it is number one, it's all about defense and rebounding, and we did a good job again tonight. 12 offensive boards, that's going and getting some second-chance points for us. The other part of it is we should go in with a lot of confidence. We've played a tough schedule. Our non-conference schedule had a number of teams on it that I'm assuming we're going to run into one or two of them, Black Hills or Ozarks or Davenport somewhere along the road. So, the third part of it is I just think we got a little deeper tonight, and we can trust people, you know, a few more people, and that's going to benefit us in that 5-game run that you have to do to win a national title.
Okay, congratulations on what I know. You got some recruits here. We'll see
you next
week. All right, Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it tonight by a score of 81-70 over Northwestern. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team will head for the NAIA National Tournament now up in Sioux City. Broncos, of course, all the way to the championship ball game a year ago, and we lost to Morningside in that championship ball game. Hastings will try to come back and make one more run at a national championship. It'll start next Wednesday or Thursday. Again, the brackets will be announced by the NAIA office tomorrow. The Hastings College men also expected to enter the NAIA National Tournament. They'll be in Point Lookout, Missouri, Their opening round games will be played on Wednesday and Thursday. The Broncos unofficially in as of late last night. But they got a couple of teams to win their conference tournaments. The Hastings College men will be one of the at-large teams as well as they play in the national tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri. We will have coverage of both national tournaments coming up next week here on 1230 KHIS. We'll also have action from the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week on our network of stations, in addition to the Big 12 men's and women's college basketball tournaments. That's all coming up next week. We've got the Girls State High School basketball tournament starting on Thursday down in Lincoln. We'll have coverage of all the area teams on our network of stations Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got seven area teams in this weekend, so plenty of high school basketball coming up for you starting on Thursday down in Lincoln. But again, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious tonight, 81-70 over Northwestern. Hastings will have a record of 30 wins and 3 losses as we enter the national tournament next week. That'll do it until we see you again from Lincoln from the Girls State Tournament. For Gene Shaw tonight, for Tyler Moffitt, back to the radio station, my producer and engineer, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.